This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hello and welcome to Trash Talk with TK. I'm TK Tom Kelly. The day after an Eagles victory over the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, 24-19, the Eagles have now won 8 games in a row. They are 10-2, and just thinking back, and I'm just sitting here this morning, Monday after the game, like 10 a.m., and I'm thinking about where we were 8 weeks ago at this point. And if you had told me, I mean, coming off that Tampa Bay game, where the Eagles get just destroyed in Tampa. I mean, and I know they're shorthanded. They didn't have A.J. Brown. They didn't have Devontae Smith. They lost Dallas Goedert early in that game. If you had told me at that point that we'd be sitting here on December 2nd, the Eagles will not have lost another game to this point. They've ripped off 8 in a row and are not just Super Bowl contenders, but I would say one of the 2 or 3 Super Bowl favorites in the NFL. I tell you, you were absolutely crazy. And what's even more insane than that, as far as the team and where they are, if you had told me that not only would we be at this point, but we'd be at this point largely because of the defense and primarily because of the defense, I'd have thought that was a complete impossibility. Because you think back to that Tampa Bay game, the Eagles got carved up. I mean, Baker Mayfield and that Tampa Bay offense did whatever they wanted to that day. And the Eagles were getting no pass rush. They couldn't stop the run. The tackling was abysmal. And since then, they have been not just the best defense in the NFL. I mean, they have been the best defense in the NFL. But I'm thinking about it during the game yesterday. And I'm just, my immediate reaction is, I haven't had this much fun watching an Eagles defense play in at least 20 years. I mean, since the early 2000s. You think of those Jim Johnson defenses, 2000 to 2004, but really 2000 through 2002, you know, 03, and especially in 04, the Eagles transitioned more into being an offensive football team. The defense was still good, but it wasn't like the backbone of what they did. Those teams in 02, 2000 through 2002, they were built largely on defense, and the offense would do enough, and Donovan would kind of manage his way through, and they'd rely on Donovan to make 3-4 really special plays a game that would win them football games. But a lot of it was built on the defense, kind of keeping them in it and holding the score down. And that's how this defense plays. And, I mean, we've had some good defenses. The 17 defense was very good. The defense a couple years ago in 2022 was obviously really good. This defense is just incredible, though. And they're so complete. And I think the word that best describes them is suffocating. Because when you look at the hallmark of a good defense, it's that they don't give you anything easy. And you might move the ball on this Eagles defense, but it's never going to be easy. First of all, you just cannot run the ball against them. And that was a huge takeaway from yesterday, where the Eagles are probably the best running team in the NFL. But if they're the best, Baltimore's the second best. I mean, you got Derrick Henry, who's having this renaissance season. You have Lamar Jackson, who's one of the most mobile quarterbacks in the league. And the Eagles largely limited them on the ground. I mean, Derrick Henry, 19 carries for 82 yards. You'll take that. Lamar Jackson had a big run in garbage time at the end of the game. But aside from that, you really kept him in check and kept him from making big plays with his legs. And it all starts up front, man. And again, and it's just, I can't run out of things to talk about and say, I can't believe it, or it's incredible with this team. But Howie Roseman, once again, you look at what he's done, and where it starts is up front, and where it starts is on the interior. And the bottom line is, the Eagles have great young interior defensive linemen. And that's what this whole thing's built around. Jalen Carter's been everything we could have hoped he was. I mean, they draft him with the 10th overall pick in the draft. That's looking like an absolute steal. I got to go back and look at who exactly went in front of him. But if we were to do like a redraft right now, I mean, I guarantee Jalen Carter's going top five. He might be the top pick in the draft. Again, I got to go back and look at who got drafted prior to him. But Jalen Carter might end up being the best pick in that draft. Like, coming out, there were comps to Aaron Donald. You can see it. I mean, he single-handedly wrecks games. And not to mention, he's getting held on basically every play, and the refs don't call it. The Eagles need to send that tape into the NFL today, because Jalen Carter repeated, there were like five straight plays in the third quarter where Jalen Carter's just getting tackled, and the ref's not calling it. But still, he blows up plays. Melton Williams, 2021, third-round pick. That has turned out to be a tremendous hit. Milton Williams is a quality starting interior defensive lineman in the NFL. And this is another area where the Eagles organization deserves credit. Is, you look at Jordan Davis. And Jordan Davis, drafted with the 14th pick in 2022, not what you want. Like, let's be honest. If you're making a selection at that point in the draft, you're looking for a guy who could be an every down difference making player. And ironically, on the other side of the field in this game was Kyle Hamilton, the safety. He was the guy I wanted the Eagles to come away with in that draft. Kyle Hamilton would have been better value at 14 than Jordan Davis. He's an every down player, captain of the secondary, all that kind of stuff. But Jordan Davis, instead of trying to force him onto the field because of his draft status, the Eagles have just decided, okay, you know, we probably didn't make the right pick, but let's not compound a mistake by doubling down on it. And I think this is the mistake that so many organizations make, is they're not willing to admit that they made an error in judgment. And most organizations would keep putting Jordan Davis on the field for 70% of the snaps. That's not what he's equipped to do, because Jordan Davis is not a pass rusher. He's not. If you use him correctly, he can still provide a lot of value for you. And what, is it the value you would have wanted from a 14th overall pick? Probably not. You're not looking to draft a situational run stopper with that pick. But once you make the pick, all you can do is make the best of it. And I mean, I think the Eagles have done a great job utilizing him. Jordan Davis, I thought, was a key in that game yesterday of clogging up the middle. And I mean, I think he's had the right attitude about it, too. He hasn't had a bad attitude. He seems to be, you know, and this was reported by Elliot Shoreparks, our Eagles reporter at the station. He's kind of like the leader of the Georgia guys. And I mean, that's a critical thing, to be a vocal leader, to be a guy who has the right attitude, despite maybe not getting the playing time or living up to the expectations of the draft pick. Jordan Davis was huge yesterday. That was encouraging to see. I thought for the first game of that playing without Brandon Graham, the Eagles missed them, but the edge rushers came through. I mean, Josh Sweat had another good game, getting pressure on Lamar Jackson. Nolan Smith had a sack. Jalix Hunt, who was a kid who the Eagles drafted in the third round this year, I thought he was a project. I thought, okay, draft Jalix Hunt. He's probably a developmental player, and maybe that was the mindset originally, but now he needs to be pressed into action. Jalix Hunt was all over the place yesterday. I mean, he was making plays. He was contributing. He was active. That is a huge deal. They're getting contributions from everywhere. Every single week, man, I don't know what more I can say about Zach Bond. I mean, you talk about a home run signing, $1.5 million for Zach Bond. Zach Bond, we're at the point where it's not like, oh, he could be an All-Pro. Zach, if Zach Bond is not an All-Pro this year, something has gone egregiously wrong with the way that team is selected. Because this guy's been maybe the best linebacker in all football. Every week, he is just making difference-making plays. Today, yesterday, 3rd and 2. They give the ball to Derrick Henry. Big stop in the backfield, gets the Eagles off the field. I mean, all of the things that he does, he has a big sack on 3rd down on Lamar Jackson. You can utilize him in different ways. He's good in coverage. He's good blitzing. He's good against the run. It's just incredible what this guy's brought. N'Kobe Dean, another solid game. Another guy who was doubted, who has been so good in this defense. And then, obviously, the secondary. Another great game from Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. Another spot where Howie Roseman just totally kills it with the first two picks in the draft. Again, if you do a redraft this year, I guarantee Quinyon Mitchell's going a lot higher than 20. He's probably going top 10. And there's no chance in hell Cooper DeJean is slipping in the 2nd round. So you look at what the Eagles have done, the high draft picks over the last 2 years, really just incredible. And this defense has turned it around in a way that I didn't think was possible. I really didn't think that it was possible that they'd be able to get to this point. I thought, this could be, and this is what I thought at the beginning of the year, is that if this is a top 10-ish defense, like if this defense is like around number 10, that's probably good enough. You're going to need to win with your offense, but if they can hold teams typically to 24 points, you should have a chance to win a lot of games. The defense has become the backbone of this team. And, I mean, I don't know how you could believe now. They've done it week after week. And you could say strength of schedule. That's one of the things we've heard a lot. That was the best offense in the NFL yesterday. According to basically every metric, that is at worst like the 2nd or 3rd best offense in the league. Lamar Jackson's having the best season of his career. Derrick Henry's been a monster. And the Eagles just totally shut them down. Totally shut them down. Basically, in the 2nd half, shut them out, despite the Ravens having the ball essentially the whole 3rd quarter. And I know they missed a couple field goals. These were not chip shots. Like, these are long field goals. It's not like they're getting deep into Eagles territory. 47-yarder and a 53-yarder. Tucker hits a 50-yarder at the end of the 1st half. But, I mean, it's just remarkable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Man, it's remarkable how good they've gotten. You talk about, and this is something that you're taught at a very young age. Like, I played football for 8 years of my life, started playing when I was in 4th grade, and anybody who's played football will tell you the same thing. One of the first things they teach you is if you're playing football and if you're playing defense, is just run to the ball. Like when in doubt, run to the ball. Gang tackling. Everybody kind of contributing. And Dan Orlovsky put up a clip where they throw a ball underneath to Derrick Henry or Justice Hill. I forget exactly who it was. But you see 6 Eagles just flying to the football. And it's like, these are very fundamental things, but it's the fundamental things that the Eagles do incredibly well. running to the football, taking good angles, you know, form tackling. The Cooper DeJean tackle on Derrick Henry yesterday was incredible. And these are the kind of things that, again, Nick Sirianni deserves credit for, man. I mean, is he calling the plays defensively or offensively in game? No. But he's running the whole operation. And the sign of a good football team, the sign of a well-coached football team, is team does fundamentals right. And Nick Sirianni talks about fundamentals and being fundamentally sound all the time. All the time. And this team does that stuff, man. And I'm so impressed with this defense. I have so much fun watching this defense. And again, for them not to wear down, being on the field for basically the entire third quarter was remarkable. And a remarkable performance. Vic Fangio, I don't care how old Vic Fangio is, give him a 5-year extension right now. Seriously. I want that guy here for the rest of his career. However long Vic Fangio wants to coach football, I want him as the defensive coordinator for the Eagles. He's been incredible. He's utilizing these players well, and the young players are developing at a rapid rate. And that's the thing. This is a young defense. You're not looking at a lot of veterans who you're worried about losing in the near future. And man, the future's bright. And just an incredible performance. The defense, I didn't think they were going to be capable of doing that to that Ravens offense. But to shut them down like that was an awesome performance from the defense. And a great job by them to keep the Eagles in that game. Now, from an offensive perspective, a weird game, kind of an up and down day where you had basically two quarters that were really bad. I mean, the first quarter, the Eagles' first four drives, they got one first down and punted the ball four times. Obviously, that's not acceptable. The third quarter, the Eagles had two drives. They ran six plays. They gained a total of 3 yards. That's not good either. But, you know, despite those six drives where you punt and you weren't very good, I guess the positive is you didn't turn the ball over. You didn't make a big mistake. And when they needed to make the plays, they made the plays. And that's kind of the way I think with Jalen Hurts, we need to view him at this point. Where if you're going to view him in a positive way, and I want to view Jalen in a positive way, I truly do. That's the way you need to look at it, is it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be this high explosive offense, but he has consistently shown the ability to make the plays when he needs to make the plays. And in the first half, it took a while, but thanks to the special teams, and this was a massive point in the game, the Eagles down a punt at the 1 yard line. The defense gets a 3-and-out. They got some help. Lamar made a bad throw on a third down that should have been a conversion, but you get the ball in good field position. And then you get moving a little bit. Saquon runs for a first down on 3rd and 4. A.J. Brown, a slant over the middle, gets you a first down. That got moving, and then he hits the touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert. And that kind of got the momentum going. They get the ball again in the next possession. Then just A.J. Brown just punishing Baltimore over the middle. I mean, I don't know where A.J. went in the second half. I guess, you know, that because A.J. Brown had 5 catches, 66 yards in the first half of this game. Didn't do anything in the second half. I think that's probably a combination of the Eagles not having the ball much in the third quarter. When they got it in the fourth quarter, you're kind of focused on killing some clock there. And Baltimore probably adjusting as well, because A.J., especially on that second touchdown drive, was just demolishing the Ravens in the middle of the field. Like, they just had absolutely no answers for him. But Jalen Hurts, even though this offense isn't, in my mind, what I envisioned, and I still think it should be more, they're making the plays they need to make. They're making the plays they need to make. They scored when they need to score yesterday. And I thought, you know, obviously those first two touchdown drives in the first half, but that drive in the fourth quarter where you needed it, because the defense had just forced another punt to start the fourth. And as I said, you had two possessions in the second half at that point, 6 plays, 3 yards. The defense needed a break. You desperately needed something. And I felt like at that point, it's like, it's 14-12. Either the offense is going to put together a drive here and score a touchdown, or despite how well the defense has played, it felt to me like the Eagles are going to lose this game. Because just how long can the defense hold up? But the, as they've done all year, when they needed a drive, they put together a drive. And a lot of it was Saquon. You can only hold him down for so long. And it felt like that as that drive got going. Like, we've gotten to the point as Eagles fans now, I think, where you see the Saquon big run coming. Like, you could sense that he was going to break one, and then he breaks one on that 25-yard run. But Hurts deserves credit as well. I mean, he had a big, big throw, maybe the biggest play of this game. 3rd and 7. The Eagles potentially going to go off the field quick again. 3rd and 7, he hits a big crosser to Dallas Goedert to get the first down to keep the drive going. That was massive. Then Saquon hits a run. Then Jalen runs for 11 yards down to the 25-yard line. And the numbers, again, they're not impressive. I mean, he threw the ball, what, 22-ish times for 118 yards? I mean, that's not gonna blow anybody's socks off. But he manages the game really well. And he makes the plays when he needs to make them. And I know Nick Sirianni after the game took kind of exception to the label of a game manager. I don't think that's a negative, though. Like, I think Jalen is a game manager, but I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, he's not a guy who's going to throw for 300 yards every week. He's not a guy who's going to throw for 3-4 touchdowns every week. But the way that he is able to manage the offense and the way that he is able to run things and get them in the right looks and make the plays when they need to me, that's more important. I don't care about the numbers. I care about the offense functioning, the offense moving, getting the ball to your star players. Now, do I wish A.J. Brown would be more involved in the second half? Sure. A.J. Brown's a great player, and that's been my whole thing with Jalen, is I get frustrated when he misses reads and misses some of his open guys, because you got great players, just get your great players the football. Now, in the second half of this game, as I said, I think it was more than just Jalen not seeing AJ. I think, you know, the Eagles in the second half of this game, they just didn't have the ball much. And in the fourth quarter, you're just going to be more inclined with the lead to run the football, run some clock. But just an incredible performance from the team. And the offense did enough. And they did enough. They made the plays when they needed to make them. And that's really become the hallmark of this team now. And now, as you look ahead, they're 10-2, and I know we've talked about, oh, well, they got to lose at some point. I don't know if they do. I mean, you look at the schedule moving forward here, and we talked about at the beginning of the year where we thought, okay, well, if you're like, and at least I thought, if you're like 8-4 going into these final five games, you're in a great spot. You're 10-2. You got 4 of your last 5 games at home. 3 of these 5 games at home against the Carolina Panthers, playing better, but still certainly a game you should win. The Cowboys, who are a disaster, and the Giants, who are maybe the worst team in football. You got the Steelers at home. Steelers are a good team. That's going to be a tough game. I believe the Eagles should win that game. And then you got Washington on the road, who looked good against Tennessee yesterday. But I mean, I think the Eagles are a better team than Washington, and don't see any reason why, if they can go down to Baltimore and beat the Ravens, I don't see any reason why the Eagles can't go to Washington and beat the Commanders in the second to last week of the season. And you just look at how things are shaping up. They're shaping up really well. You probably need 2 losses from Detroit still, because it would be tough for you to get a tiebreaker at 15-2 unless they lose Thursday night to the Packers, which is a possibility. But, and I said this when I was on the air Friday on WIP, to me, man, it doesn't really matter if the Eagles have to go to Detroit. Like, I would obviously love the bye week. You need the bye more for rest than I think for home field, but this team, I think they can beat Detroit in Detroit. I think they're the best team in football right now. And I'm not picking against them, versus anybody. And it's just unbelievable that we've gotten to this point with this team. A great win, 4 of their last 5 at home. And as of now, I think they're going 15-2. I don't think this team's losing another game. But it's going to be awesome to see. I'll be back on WIP on Wednesday night. at 7 o'clock for the evening show. Then I will be back on filling in for Joe Giglio on the midday show with Hugh Douglas on Thursday. So should be a fun week on WIP. Thank everybody for listening. Go Eagles. Big win. 10-2. And now they're on to take on the Carolina Panthers this week. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you this week on WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.